I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel coming to with another edition of Wendy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the MLB streets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become a prize whenever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. Great content that is getting you a Cole Reagans K ladder up to 8. We got all of those through 7, 8, 6.5 at the line, even money on FanDuel if you were able to take advantage. And then in the premium Discord, we tiered it, went for 9 and 10 for smaller plays, but ended up with a nice profit there in Cole Reagans and Brandon Nimmo. Only home run that I threw out there, plus 600 hits for you over on FanDuel.com, as well as plus 600 at BetMGM, our sponsor as well. So two props that absolutely smashed for you on Monday, coming off of Friday, where we went 3 for 3 on this video in terms of K props. It's almost like I'm heating up. And this happened last time next year. I might just take April off next year because, well, actually, no, because the tail end of April was phenomenal. But either way, the first like 2-3 weeks, I said, we're accumulating a sample size, play small. And now we're in really good spots. Now it is 5-3 in the second inning of this Dodgers game. So -1.5 still in limbo, but amazing closing line value on that. Minus 120, move to minus 150, minus 155 to places where you couldn't even bet it at that kind of a number, I didn't think. So again, it's not about what you think is going to happen. It's about price and probability. And at the end of the day, I'm going to try to preach these things. And hey, sometimes you listen, sometimes it's just great to get plays. Again, I'm here to try to help you. I'm here to talk you through the process. And if anybody was on that home run parlay, or sorry, home run round robin, it was on, well, it is technically a lot of parlays put together, the round robin from Sunday. You're really, really happy in that premium Discord. You can sign up for that down below. Again, promo code Lindy gets you 20% off. But if you sign up for Odd Chopper Friends, again, it's super easy, super efficient. You just go to the link down below. And we've got Dinger Tuesday coming up in FanDuel. Yes, Dinger Tuesday. Be on the lookout, because if somebody out of our staff ends up hitting a dinger, that is calling a dinger, it is, we're not going to be hitting it. For the love of God, I'm not going to hit a 98 mile per hour fastball, but you'll be able to get Odd Chopper for a dollar. So a great opportunity. But if you want to get all the plays, if you want to get my premium betting card every single Monday through Friday, and then Sundays when I drop by, we can do a little drive-by action there. It's good stuff. You can sign up for it down below. $14.95 for a week. It is just $12 when you use promo code Lindy for that first week. With that said, friends, producer Jacob's on hand. He's ready to rock. Let's get to the picks. We have an interesting situation here with the Texas Rangers. No announced starter. Went to AAA and tried to find who it might be. I'm a little bit worried that they might use Jose Urania or somebody of that nature here in this spot. But Ross Stripling on the other side for Oakland, he's been one of the better Oakland starters. 32.4% hard hit, 303 xWOBA, only a 15.8% K rate, but a 2.9% barrel percentage. In Oakland, really, if you can give up weak contact, well, it helps more to get strikeouts, because even hard contact doesn't necessarily leave Oakland, but pretty decent spot, I think, to maybe be backing Ross Stripling. This has more to do with the fact that Oakland's lineup has been overachieving, but really need more information here. And Texas, again, some people are like, hey, maybe record later, but I'm not going to wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. because that's going to be about when we might get news to drop on who this starter is going to be for Texas. We're not going to get it on Monday night. So Tuesday morning, I'm going to be on the lookout. And then that afternoon, yeah, it'll solidify a little bit. But if you want to play something here, hit me up on X at Eric Lindquist. I try to respond to everybody. I do my absolute best to respond to every DM, message, everything here. But Oakland money line, that's going to be the lean here, purely because I doubt anything that Texas puts up on the mound is going to be quote unquote better. That's the wrong way of putting it for Ross Stripling, but I can stomach Ross Stripling. Some of the splits for Oakland over the last couple of weeks offensively, they've found their footing to a certain extent. The Lawrence Butlers of the world, guys like that in this lineup, that Tyler Nevin's been pretty decent for them too. And Baltimore acquisition, Tyler Nevin. So be on the lookout. Oakland money line. That was a lot of ado about nothing, but TBA, we'll figure out who's going to be starting for Texas. Very important information. Next up, two known quantities, much better. Detroit taking on Logan Allen, and both of these guys been struggling to a certain extent here. Logan Allen, he's been worse off. 440 expected slugging, 19.4% K rate. I've been picking on him a little bit here and there. I don't think this is going to be one of those spots, though, necessarily, because Detroit, I've talked about it many times, I do expect them to start free-falling. I mean, Spencer Torkelson's been really bad. Might be one of the worst number one picks in a long time. It's kind of brutal to watch. And even as a Twins fan with Detroit in the AL Central, I kind of feel bad for him. Now, Riley Green's been incredible, but left on left, a little bit more difficult. Detroit down to an 85 WRC plus against lefties for the season. That's kind of what we were expecting. Again, accumulating sample size, things normalize. We get a better idea of where there might be pricing inefficiencies. Now, I don't think there's one here. That's the unfortunate part. Kenta Maeda, 34.8% hard hit, 482 expected slugging, 9% barrel percentage. Not really looking at firing up anything here. I will say the under of 8, purely because I do think Cleveland, a team that's been outrageous here of late as well, against righties even, it's been not as good, sitting there with a 98 WRC plus, but just a 19.3% K rate. And then Jose Ramirez, he's heating up. Josh Naylor's been awesome. Came through big time for me. Actually, J-Ram did too the other day. They were part of that 5-of-8 home run octopus, if you will, that happened on Sunday. So under 8, going to just be a lean for me, but not going to be betting this one either. Let's get to some plays, shall we? Now, I don't have any locks on the card, and that's kind of intentional here because there's a lot that I do like on this card. I spent my time on this one. I really dug through a lot of the numbers, and I think this is the first one that really stood out to me. I think the value side is definitely going to be on the Angels with Patrick Sandoval, son of a priest, a man. He's not very good. That's kind of what I'm getting at here for Pittsburgh. We've seen this lineup really fall on hard times, but Quinn Priester, 51.9% hard hit, 15.5% K rate, 9.3% barrel percentage. It's hard to find many starters in baseball with worse numbers than that. Just has a four-seamer slider change that nothing looks appealing. Does have a 25.2% whiff percentage, which isn't that far off of 27% for Patrick Sandoval, but Sandoval does everything else better other than the walk rate, 10.8%, but 363 expected slugging, 34.4% hard hit percentage. And as a lefty, out there going up against this team, you kind of avoid, again, that Jack Sawinski, O'Neill Cruz type of just beaters there. Now, they've been better against lefties, 110 WRC plus, 25.8% K rate, though. That's up there. So I think at the plus 110 number, even without Trout here for the foreseeable future, even with Joe Adell now struggling, the Logan O'Hops, the Taylor Wards, the Willie Calhoun up here with a 610 expected slugging, I think that this is the better side to be on. So I'm going to have a small play here, small little half unit play on the Angels. Yes, give me the Angels money line. Didn't end up on a single money line on Monday, but again, I'm here to analyze what the best players are. I'm not trying to force and say, oh, I know who's going to win. This is just a spot where if it's a coin flip 50-50 and you give me plus 110 on the Patrick Sandoval side, the much better starter between the two, I'll flip coins all day with you.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Next up, you know he's one of my guys, and you know this money line's also joining. Again, we go from no money lines on Monday to two within the first four games. We've got Arizona, we've got Cincinnati going to Great American Small Park. We know that this is a very homer-prone spot, which always freaks me out a little bit for Zach Allen, because as good as his stuff is, it is a fly ball pitcher. We're talking about a guy who, you know, it's been better though. 42% ground ball rate this season, 19.3% fly ball rate. That makes me happy to see. 12.5 degree average launch angle. That's, it's decent enough. We can live with these kind of things. It's been up around where he's been for the last couple of seasons, but you work through some of his mix. Again, last season, 26.5% fly ball rate, 19.3% this season. And now Cincinnati, again, WRC plus, weighted runs created plus. The whole idea behind it is that it is adjusting for parks. So a park like this that's going to be much, much easier to hit in, that is going to be something that, well, it takes into account. The batted ball data as well. That's going to be something that I'm paying close attention to. But Zach Allen, I do think that this is a really nifty spot. And Frank Montas, I spent so much time on Frankie Montas, it's not even funny. Mainly because we didn't see him in 2023. And I hadn't really broke down what's going on with him, because one of the things I do have flagged in my spreadsheet right now is to alert me when somebody's velocity is way, way down on Baseball Savant. If you go down and go to the year-to-year changes, it's usually at the bottom of the page for Baseball Savant. There's ways to scrub that data really, really quickly. And I'm just basically uploading it. And it's like, oh, it's a red velocity number that's up 0.3. So he doesn't flag the way that other pitchers do. But he had one outing before being out for the season last season in 2023. And his velocity is up 0.3 from last year's numbers. But that is still 2.5 miles per hour down from his 2022 numbers. Here you go. 2022, where you have all of the sample size in the world, 95 miles per hour on his fastball. 92.5 this season. Friends, that is going to be problematic here. And I do think Arizona, they're rightfully the favorites here, but I mean, we could be talking about a much larger pitching discrepancy. Now, one of the things is variance exists in baseball, and minus 125, you know, Zach Gallen gives up a 2 or 3 run shot after he walks a guy. You're going to be looking pretty silly next to a Frankie Montas where they're getting the plus money. But I almost don't care, because if you run this out 100 times, I got to think that you're much, much higher than the 56, 57% of the time win percentage with the Arizona side, with that bullpen, with that ability that Zach Gallen has to be able to maneuver around hitters. So I like the Arizona side. So we go from getting the value side on the Angels to getting the Arizona side here. I think that's a really good way to start off your card this week. Toronto at Philly here, and a little bit surprising to not see an overgrading out well. Also surprising to see Christopher Sanchez minus 130, and I'm not pulling the trigger. Maybe I'm a little gun shy from, you know, we saw that Angels outing where he got spotted 3 runs, got pulled pretty early, and it was more of a Philadelphia bullpen situation than anything. But I'm a little bit thrown off here on what I'm supposed to do, because I do like Christopher Sanchez more. I like just about everybody, you know, of any kind of prominence more than Jose Berrios. I think you know by this point in time that he's somebody that I've picked on for years and years. Now, last year, it was sad because he looked like he had some kind of improved stuff. But this year, 50.4% hard hit. I want to attack it. I really, really do. But Christopher Sanchez has 2 red flags for me. One, the walks. Nearly a 10% walk rate. The second thing, a 260 expected batting average is a little bit higher than I want to be having, even though he's been a ground ball pitcher, sitting with a 62.2% ground ball rate. The 37.8% hard hit looks really nice as well. 4.4% barrel percentage. I do think some of these righties between Vlad, Schneider, Danny Jansen, Justin Turner, it freaks me out a little bit. George Springer, Bo Bichette, they're probably due for some positive regression. There's enough bats here in Toronto that I don't really want to be betting against them, laying it at minus 130 for a pitcher that does have some, I won't even call them like glaring red flags, but things that worry me, if you will. You get the power side on the other side with Brandon Marsh, Kyle Schwarber, and things of that nature. But I want to highlight 2 hitters that I bet immediately as a parlay. And this is not something I've been doing very often. Maybe I'm a changed person from the last 2 weeks of round robins, but JT Realmuto got moved up to the 2-hole. I don't know if that continues here up against Jose Berrios on Tuesday, but I got to think that they've been maneuvering it around here, you know, Trey Turner dinged up and things of that nature. But I want to just point out that with him batting second now and Bryce Harper there, I know Kyle Schwarber's not the standard leadoff hitter who just gets on base an absolute metric ton, although he does have a 354 ex woba. So just want to point that out there. Just he has crazy pop and hits a lot of solo homers from time to time. But I think that putting him together with Bryce Harper, I like both of them at plus money. Now, if you bet them individually, plus 165, plus 135 over at DK, the current best available lines, no problem with it. But I think both of them in line for RBIs, and this pushes it north of that plus 450 mark. I think both of them are very, very live to at least be knocking in Schwarber. Some of those back half of the lineup guys, whether it's Brandon Marsh with a 348 ex-WOBA, we have Alec Bohm with a 387 ex-WOBA, Bryson Stott been batting 8th, 333 ex-WOBA. These are some guys who get on base a lot. So set the table and let's go after Jose Berrios this way. The team total number, I don't think you're getting as much upside as opposed to the 2-hitter and the 3-hitter, and Bryce Harper's on another planet right now. Again, not a big hot streaks guy, but I'll at least point out from time to time. Again, Bryce Harper, he's hot right now. Hansel. Anyway, Corbin Burnes taking on Trevor Williams. This shouldn't be any surprise that they're nearly minus 205. Remember the good old days last year when we were backing Baltimore at plus money in so many ridiculous spots? Well, those days are behind us here on the road against bad teams like Washington, because this team is just ready to rock. And Corbin Burnes is part of the reason why. Just a 25.8% K rate, which is still way above average from starters. But I'm saying just, because we've seen ceiling of like 35, 36% K rates for him as far back as what 2021 it was. Last season, 25.5%. So it's kind of in line with what we're looking at here. And I understand that Washington against righties, they don't strike out a metric ton, 21.6% K rate. 101 WRC plus is much improved year over year, but I do think Corbin Burnes is still an advantageous add to the card here. And well, wouldn't you know it, I got to wait a little bit until some of these K props came out just for you friends. And it's hung up at 5.5. I'm getting 5.5 minus 140 here on Corbin Burnes. Yes, friends. Yes, we like 5.5 for one of the best starters in baseball. As for Trevor Williams, he doesn't deserve any airtime here on this segment. Tampa, they're hosting the White Sox, and it sucks because we're not going to be able to get after this White Sox lineup. It's pretty much like from day one, the numbers have just been really out of whack here trying to back them. And why would you want to back them? Especially it's Michael Soroka on the mound going up against Zach Eflin. Soroka, one of the worst starters in baseball, 516 expected slugging, just a 10.6% K rate that is lower than his 12.6% walk rate. If your walk rate is higher than your K rate, you're not going to be in baseball for long. As for Zach Eflin, friends, 2.3% walk rate, really, really good there. But a 21.1% K rate, not really missing a ton of bats. And as bad as the White Sox have been, as bad as they've been, just a 22.9% K rate against righties, so they can get the bat on ball. Only a 118 ISO for what it's worth, so that's second worst mark in baseball next to the Pirates, who are terrible against righties. But that's a conversation for a different day, even with Jack Sawinski and O'Neill Cruz, who are the only two guys basically doing anything against righties. But anyway, 76 WRC plus for them. But 76 WRC plus, there you go, for Chicago. It's not exactly good, but 245 on the money line, minus 110 on the run line. Guess if you made me do something, I'll go to the run line, but don't play this. Don't bet bad numbers. And again, it's not even bad numbers, because if I'm giving it to you here, it's probably a pretty efficient number. The leans, that's kind of the thing, is that it's the best play as of right now, or it's something that stands out to me that I want you to bet later. I always kind of differentiate the two. This is just something I don't ever want to be betting here. Tampa Bay in a pitcher's park, traditionally a pitcher's park, against a really bad offense, but also there's some question marks there too. Stay away. We'll figure it out later. Figure this out too, friends. You want to sign up at every single sports book possible, and one of those places is BetMGM. Now, if you have DraftKings, if you have FanDuel, if you have Caesars, if you have Bet365, that is awesome. I would just want you to sign up at every sports book you have at your disposal, because if you're really, really good at this, sometimes, well, they bring your limits down, or sometimes, friends, God forbid, they are basically like, we don't want your action. Well, BetMGM, they have really, really good limits there for a lot of players that are even advantage players. They have a great opportunity for you to make a bunch of money in the K-prop department, a bunch of money on run lines. And again, BetMGM, one of the most reputable places you can sign up at, available in almost every single legal betting state. We're talking a first bet safety net up to $1,500 at your disposal if you sign up at the link below. So sign up, take advantage of that if you're 21 and over. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to the picks we go. Ho, Juan Soto. Oh, he's so freaking good. Justin Verlander going to be going up against him. And then Luis Gil, which, again, I dug into this for a long time because I thought, man, I'm going to pull the trigger on my dude. I'm going to fire it up. I don't think I can. We're talking about a K rate of 17.1%. The lowest in baseball against right-handed pitching are the Houston Astros. They have a 107 WRC plus. They've been good. Their hitting is not the problem. It's the fact that they have absolutely no starters. Really. Justin Verlander, oh, he's a starter, but this is married to Kate Upton baseball on the back burner, Justin Verlander. That's probably not true. That's not fair. Kind of is. Justin Verlander, 31.3% hard hit, good. 226 expecting batting average, good. But he's 100 years old, 10.4% barrel percentage, 19.1% K rate. We can't possibly expect a 41-year-old Justin Verlander to go out there and have a 2.66 expected ERA like he had in 2022. Yeah, it was only 2 years ago, but it's a little different when you go from 39 to 41 than when you go from 29 to 31. I think we can all agree on that. So a 3.83 expected ERA, that's about in line with what I see Zip, Steamer, a lot of great projection sources have him in line with. So I'm basically just going to be firing up Juan Soto against him and moving on with this entire game. Again, Luis Gil, he is such a good strikeout arm. I'm going to back him in other matchups. We don't need to force it at these kind of numbers that he has opening on him. I really don't want to be going 5.5. Don't even really want to be shorting him. He's that good. 30.8% K rate, 220 expected slugging. But Juan Soto with a 600 expected slugging, 435 xWOBA, short porch out to right. He's your only home run play on the card that we have so far. Juan Soto, anything better than plus 400 is going to be on the card in Yankee Stadium. Oh, Yankees probably win. I don't know. But Juan Soto, just go yard for us because you do it all the time. We ask you to. Really fun. This is also really fun. We got an interesting one here. Cutter Crawford going up against Reynaldo Lopez. And Lopez, I was like, oh, man, we're going to be able to get 4.5. Minus 125, minus 130. We're going to get 5.5 plus money. We're going to be set. 5.5 is like minus 140. They absolutely set this line as perfect as it could possibly be on the Reynaldo Lopez side. Now, there are some lefties. There are a couple of hitters that exist, period, in this Boston lineup, but it is not that kind of an advantageous spot. Now, 24.7% K rate. That's why we're seeing Reynaldo Lopez at 5.5. But a 102 WRC plus with a 169 ISO, this is kind of a feast or famine spot. And again, there is so much surface area for books to cover, 15, 16 game slates, that I know I'm going to have other prop exposure. I know in the premium Discord, again, Odd Trapper, you can sign up for down below. And hopefully Dinger Tuesday goes well so you can get it for a buck later on there on Tuesday afternoon. Be on the lookout over on the Odd Trapper X account, Twitter account, as it's formerly known. But yeah, you can check out that down below. But I know I'm going to have other plays that exist here. And there's really nothing to force with the Reynaldo Lopez side at these efficient numbers. But Cutter Crawford is at 4.5 at minus 125. And it's so weird because you look at the conflicting numbers that we have here between the two. Now, is Reynaldo Lopez the quote-unquote better arm between the two? Yeah, I would probably say that. But 27% K rate for Reynaldo Lopez, but a hard hit of 44.6%. Cutter Crawford's at 26.1% with a 24.2% K rate. So I think it sets up a little bit better. It's a terrifying, it's a horrible matchup in terms of power and what that upside is for the Atlanta lineup. But a 23.9% K rate against righties so far this season is 10th in baseball. And only a 108 WRC plus with a 151 ISO. Sure, there's guys who can get on the base paths and cause havoc, but Cutter Crawford, I think he's set up at 4.5 Ks. Yes, friends, where did I fire this up at? I have to find this. Where did it go? It just disappeared. Minus 128 on FanDuel. There you are. I would be betting this up to minus 140 at 4.5 Ks on the over for Crawford. Milwaukee and Kansas City, kind of an interesting one there. We got that K ladder to 7 to 8. And then Reagans couldn't get a couple of those, that Contreras at bat. I thought for sure Contreras wasn't going to make contact with that. He struck out two times. Thought we were going to get the third. Alas, got profit. So I'm not going to be too mad. Not going to be too mad. But just going to say, over 8.5. Oh, yeah. We like this a lot with Colin Rhea and Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo, not very good. Colin Rhea, do you really want the analysis? Do I have to list the numbers? Everything is blue on my sheet. Dabba dee dabba die. 374 x woba, 16% K rate. Colin Rhea, Seth Lugo, 17.6% K rate, 9% barrel percentage, just a 20.9% whiff percentage. Colin Rhea actually lower, 18.2%. There you go. There's information. Just bet the over of 8.5 and thank me later. Oh, wind blowing out tomorrow, 10 miles per hour out to left. Didn't freak me out for Reagans. Freaks me out for Lugo. Said we had a lot of plays on this card, but I've said a lot, like a lot. I'm going to say it some more. Like lots. Three more times coming up, but this is not one of those spots. San Diego, Chicago will point out the wind is blowing out in Wrigley, but just a 9 total. And why is that? Because Shota Yamanaga has been way better than I expected him to be. He is getting swing and miss. 26.5%. Now, it is hard against a San Diego team that against lefties, they're really not going to strike out all that much. And they set the table with a guy like Luis Raz, who has a 6.9% K rate. He's just never, ever striking out. I actually had a play that took the under of a K on him, which is just hilarious. Left on left against Justin Steele. Didn't come close to striking out. But that's beside the point. I don't really get close to betting anything here. Imanaga's just good enough. And Randy Vasquez goes from a reliever role in 2023, where they kind of like trimmed down on his innings, to now being a starter here yet again. So far, so good. 290 expected batting average isn't good. 46.4% hard hit percentage isn't good. But I think there's some decent enough stuff there with the four-seamer changeup. So I'm going to be staying away. Shota Imanaga, that splitter, man. These guys from Japan coming in with the splitters. I'll call it a lean of an over of 9. I really don't want to be betting it. I don't want to try to pick on these guys again. Would be looking at picking a picking apart fast. Don't bet anything here. Bet this one instead. We got Emerson Hancock, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I'm going to back Bailey Ober. Again, it's about price and probability, friends, and it's just the disparity between Bailey Ober and Emerson Hancock. Now, we saw Woods, Richardson. I mean, this guy just mowed down Seattle, and we end up winning a close one, 3-1. Again, I just stayed away from the entire game. Luis Castillo actually ended up on a small thing of under 2.5 earned runs, but the line moved a ton over the day. It is what it is, but cashed it anyway. Emerson Hancock, 295 expected batting average, bad. 47.9% hard hit, bad. And the key part, just doesn't strike out batters. 17.6% K rate. These lefties. Minnesota's been stacking them up against some of these weaker righties. They just did it against Castillo, tried to take advantage, try to get a couple of solo shots. You're going to see Kirilloff now moving to the three hole. They end up putting Julian up there with the 318 ex-WOBA, moves up to the one hole. And then they've moved Correa to the five hole, and they are basically just going four lefties right from the get-go in Kirilloff, Larnach, Kepler, Julian in some capacity. And then it falls off a cliff to a certain extent after Correa, but it's okay by me. Again, I think Bailey Ober, as much as I don't like backing him, he's been pitching pretty good. 230 expected batting average, 35.6% hard hit, 22.4% K rate. And we know Seattle, highest K rate in baseball against righties, 28.7% with just a 98 WRC plus. I would be betting this up to minus 160. So there you go. Twins money line. I like it. And Edward Julian, just because he's leading off here now, I'm going to put two plus bases is like something I'm thinking about, but waiting for the props from this game. Just Julian leading off, two plus bases against Hancock looks pretty tasty if we're going to get like minus 110 on it. We have just three games to go. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell as we get to another like. The Mets taking on St. Louis here in this spot. Buto and Michaelis. I hate Miles Michaelis. You should know that by now. And as for Buto, we know he's got some decent enough strikeout stuff. He's got some decent enough stuff going here. Mets offense is starting to get going. They sat Alonso there on Monday. He's ready to rock. He's ready to lean. As for Buto, though, 27.4% K rate, 216 expected batting average. Michaelis across the board. What? Bright blue, have you? You got, a lot of you aren't going to know that song. If you do, you're probably one of my friends. 16.1% whiff percentage. Don't Google his contract. It's absolutely horrendous. But we're going to just bet against him. How about that? The Mets, New York Mets money line. We like it. See a lot of these money lines showing up today after zero on Monday. Going to Coors Field. It's been a while, it feels like. San Francisco with Kyle Harrison going up against Dakota Hudson here in this one. Two pitchers that I think are going to have issues at altitude for varying reasons. One, Kyle Harrison. Well, 23.9% K rate's great, but four-seamer, 65% of the time. The changeup needs to be breaking away here a little bit, mainly because you go through some of the spin on the fastball specifically. Think we're going to run into some issues here at altitude. It's down a little bit, like 10 RPMs. That doesn't really matter to me, but it does have a 358 slugging, generally 346 expected slugging, a little bit better. But I look at the launch, friends, 22 degrees here at altitude, ball carrying, 22-year-old, starting to figure it out with the fastball, but just not going to be a great pitch, 93, 94 up at the altitude where it's not going to be able to move as much. And he can't get by on velocity because he's not like that. That guy who's going out there, again, his average fastball velo is 93 on the season. So a little bit worried that he doesn't get the kind of movement here at altitude. As for Dakota Hudson, he's just terrible. That's the varying reason. He's just bad. So we like the over of 10.5. As much as I don't want to be back in Colorado to actually put up runs and do stuff, I think at this kind of a number where it's even money right now, even money to be backing 10.5, you should do it. Small play. Again, lots that exists on this card. And this is not one of them. Our lock becomes, stay away. It's 6-3, bottom of the fourth, so really good start there for the lock. But let me talk you through what I posted. I posted a Lindy's Locks update there very quickly for people over on X. If you follow me at Eric Lindquist, you saw it. Minus 120, lock button on the Dodgers at -1.5. But close to minus 155, minus 160. I mean, we talked about a 40-cent move. That's really tough to be backing the home team there where you have the road team with three extra outs there at the top of the ninth. And as you work through the modeling, runner indifference ends up being an issue. And you have to look at runner speed. You have to look at bullpens and lefty righty. Dodgers, one of the better bullpens. We know that that's going to be something going forward. One of the best baseball teams, period. So again, I'm not saying this is the worst play in the world, but it is not going to be on my card, period, at minus 142 with Yamamoto against Cabrera. And here are the quick reasons why. One, Yamamoto, as good as the stuff has been, as much as I do believe in him long-term, 43.8% hard hit, 10% barrel percentage. You don't have to bet everything. You just don't. I give you a play from every single game, but you know, if you're going to the game and you want to bet Dodgers minus 1.5 for a small play for enjoyment purposes, sweet. But I'm in this for positive expected value. I can't possibly against Cabrera tell you that this is a great play. Edward Cabrera, 35% K rate, .211 expected batting average, 31% hard hit. His glaring weakness, the 11% barrel percentage and the 11.8% ball, almost said batted ball, walk rate is what that is. So this is just going to be Dodgers minus 1.5 lean. You're going from a lock to a lean. We're talking about a pitcher that is really, really good, but still has some warts. Almost no warts on Cabrera besides the walk rate and, yeah, the occasional barrel. But occasional barrels go very far when they come off of Shohei Ohtani's bat. So we're going to be staying away from this one purely because Miami's lineup, as bad as they are, I'm not going to pick on Cabrera this week. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Lean Slights and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know how much you ended up firing up there and winning over on the Cole Reagans props. If you got the Brandon Nimmo home run, really happy to be supplying that one for you. Just Juan Soto that we're looking for here on this video on Tuesday for the home run department. Lots of plays, no locks that exist here. Hopefully the Dodgers can clean that one up for us on Monday. End up in the positive side with the locks and the likes have just been smashing. Hopefully you've enjoyed. Producer Jacob, thank you so much for your attentiveness today. We're going to talk a little NBA, so you guys can check out NBA Lindy's as well. Playoffs looking really, really good for me. Looks like both locks coming through for the people on Monday's video, Tuesday. Hopefully we can do a little bit more of the same. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the MLB streets on Monday.